traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hey, welcome, folks. It is Eric Erickson here. The phone number, if you want to be a part of the program, is 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. They already have a majority votes cast for impeachment. President Trump, this is somewhat historic, will become the very first president to have been impeached twice, let alone in a single term. Hold my beer moment for presidential historians here doing this. Liz Cheney has now voted. She has voted in favor of it. Ironically, there are Republicans who want her removed for voting for impeachment who don't want the president removed for what happened last week. Behind the scenes, the FBI has been giving briefings to members. And yesterday I mentioned this and received an inordinate amount of hate mail from people saying, well, you can't believe the FBI. They've been compromised by James Comey and the current head of the FBI. But, you know, this is an FBI that is governed by President Trump's appointees, overseen by a Department of Justice that itself is governed by President Trump's appointees, that itself is governed by President Trump, which begs the question of how can you not trust an FBI after 4 years of Donald Trump? But even if you can't, the photography and the security camera footage and the eyewitness statements and the live streams of the people who stormed the Capitol, the FBI is now getting into those Parler accounts that were hacked. When people started deleting coverage of their live streams on Parler, they're obtaining the footage, and it does not look good for a lot of people who are President Trump supporters who made it inside the Capitol. Ironically, one of the people who was alleged to have been inside the Capitol was none other than Chuck Norris. He was not. But somebody, I saw the picture and I thought, yeah, I can totally see how people thought this was Chuck Norris. But the building's still standing and they weren't successful. So clearly Chuck Norris was not involved. His publicist, though, had to release a statement saying this absolutely was not him. They continue to arrest more people. More than 100 people thus far have been arrested. They're being put on no-fly lists. The horror stories I'm hearing from members of Congress, from the briefing from the FBI, there were police officers beaten with pipes, one officer dead, another's going to lose an eye, one's going to have part of his hand, I believe, amputated. There were masked individuals with AR-15s and zip ties roaming the halls looking for members of Congress. One dude was there wearing his gator with his zip ties and had his mom with him. They stormed the Capitol, were in the gallery. He was looking for members of Congress to round up, and she was helping him. Wow. They're furious on Capitol Hill that Mitch McConnell is not saying he's going to vote no is actually really big news, because McConnell, if he was going to vote against it, flat out would have said so, because he did in the last impeachment. This time he's saying he's going to wait and see and review the evidence himself. Behind the scenes, Mitch McConnell is telling colleagues good riddance. He is livid with Donald Trump. This is, of course, going to break the Republican Party into a civil war. There are a number of Republican activists who are saying they will leave the party if Donald Trump is convicted, or if Republicans vote for him and they will try to primary him. They're going to try to primary Liz Cheney. She doesn't care. And, you know, there is the thing about events. They do change things. We'll get into that as well. But first, we need to go check traffic with Doug Turnbull. We're just going to go. Okay, never mind. We're running along here. So you're stuck with me while we watch this. 7 Republicans voting in favor of impeachment. Now, here's the other thing you do need to keep in mind with this impeachment process. There are, 7.5 days now before the president is gone. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, is asking if they need to get him to resign. He's not going to. But now there's a curious statement by Vice President Mike Pence. Let me pull up this statement, because there's actually some very interesting language in Mike Pence's statement where it almost appears that he is giving them the ammunition they need in order to impeach the president. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, according to Vice President Pence, in his letter to Congress saying he's not going to deploy the 25th Amendment, what he also says is that he resisted the push to violate his oath of office. He resisted the demands to violate his oath of office. Now, that's really telling in and of itself, because he's essentially admitting that there were calls and pressure to violate his oath of office, and it came from the president. That gives additional ammunition, essentially throwing the president under the bus. Now, Mike Pence would not say that. Mike Pence would just say he's laying out the facts that he withstood this. He's going to withstand the Democrats calling for him to invoke the 25th Amendment. But in so doing, he's adding fuel to the impeachment fire by noting that, in fact, he was pressured to violate his oath of office by the president of the United States. Now, here's the other thing you need to know. There is a rumor circulating on Wall Street this afternoon that the president is putting into place this week, while he's being very quiet, he's going to start a news network. He's decided, according to the rumors that are circulating on Wall Street, that he cannot invest in OAN because it's going to be wiped out based on the Dominion Voter Services lawsuit, that they're going to be bankrupted out of existence. So he's going to go start his own network. And cable companies are already saying they're not going to give him access. You know, you could start a company and make it a streaming service, but you're going to have to get the cable companies to agree to put you on. Dish Network, DirecTV, Comcast, Charter, they've got to give you access to their bandwidth to be able to run your channel. And these cable companies are already today saying, nope, they're not. So I guess he can run it as a streaming service. By the way, while I'm sitting here, there's breaking news. I've got the CNN feed pulled up. Hope Hicks, leaving her job at the White House. She came back to the White House to serve as a counselor to the president, has decided to leave today. Chad Wolf, the Secretary of Homeland Security, is out. Elaine Chao is now out. Betsy DeVos is out. Hope Hicks is out. Others are forthcoming. Mick Mulvaney, of course, quit the other day. And we are awaiting the final vote. It looks like we're up to 8 Republicans for impeachment. Liz Cheney, of course, becoming the highest ranking member of Congress ever to vote for impeachment of a president of their own party. He's still got a lot of votes outstanding, about 60 votes outstanding. There is no way at this point, for given the margins of outstanding votes, for the president of the United States to avoid impeachment. Now, here's one of the things that the Democrats are planning on doing. They're going to wait. They want to wait to forward this to the Senate so that Chuck Schumer can be the majority leader. Because if John Ossoff and Raphael Warnock are sworn in before the 20th, Mitch McConnell remains the majority leader because Vice President Pence will be the tie-breaking vote. At noon on the 20th, Kamala Harris becomes vice president, and she will become the tie-breaking vote, giving Chuck Schumer minimal control of the United States Senate, making Joe Manchin the most powerful person in Washington, D.C., replacing John Roberts and Susan Collins. Joe Manchin thinks the Democrats need to slow the impeachment train down. He's not saying they don't need to do it, just don't rush it. He, of course, is okay with them doing it when the Democrats control the Senate. The big question is, can you impeach a president of the United States after he's out of office? And Michael Luttig, a conservative judge who George Bush almost put on the Supreme Court, has released an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal saying you can't. But the prevailing consensus actually among legal scholars on the left and the right is that you can, and it's actually been done before. There have been several instances of federal judges who resigned their judgeship and we're still impeached, which is precedent. The Supreme Court has only weighed in on the matter to say that it is a purely political issue and the Supreme Court does not get involved in impeachment. You know something that's never been considered, though? There is that clause in the Constitution that says that by a majority vote, the Senate can force someone, bar someone from ever holding an office of honor, privilege, or trust under the United States ever again. Does that apply to the president of the United States? Now, I would say yes, but there actually is some scholarship saying no, it doesn't. I suspect you'll get a Supreme Court that would weigh in on this and say absolutely. The vote continues to go forward here, And we're going to see this probably wind up in the next 10 minutes. The reason that they're dragging this out in part is because of COVID, but in part also they want to get everybody on the record there. Some Republicans just haven't shown up yet, some Democrats as well. And they got to get through the metal detectors. Republicans were walking around the metal detectors yesterday. Democrats have now put obstacles in place to prevent anyone from walking around the metal detectors. They got to go through the detectors. Some members of Congress saying it's unconstitutional and they intend to sue over it. But according to the Constitution, each house gets to set its own rules, and that would apply under that. Now, we will take your phone calls this evening as well as we watch this unfold. It is breaking news, though. Chris Chandler will be jumping in and out. We're going to step out right now. The phone number, if you want to be part of the program, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
I feel like he'll hold local politicians to the task, and we need more of that.
Eric Erickson and Atlanta's Evening News, sponsored by Comcast Business on 95.5 WSB.
So, you know, I wish we had a Donald Trump voice impersonator, because can you imagine this? A buddy of mine just put on Twitter, he says, "Ladies and gentlemen, your two-time impeachment champion, Donald J. Trump." Nobody's had more impeachments than me. I'm the best. They're the best impeachments. Two of them. Lincoln, that guy didn't get one impeachment. I mean, I don't think they're going to have the votes to convict him. I don't think they are, and they may hold it. So here's what you got to understand about this. One, there actually is a level of righteous indignation among members of Congress over what happened last week. And despite what some of you believe, it really is true that they were mostly Trump supporters who did it. And the fact of the matter is that in the Senate, you've got, let's see, Lisa Murkowski has said she needed to be gone yesterday. You've got Mitch McConnell saying he's not going to commit to a no. You got Susan Collins saying that she needs to consider the evidence. You got Mitt Romney all but saying he's going to vote for impeachment. Pat Toomey saying he's going to vote for impeachment. Ben Sasse hinting he's probably going to vote for impeachment. Rob Portman saying the same thing. That's 57 votes right there in the United States Senate for impeachment. You need 67, so you need 10 more Republicans, and you probably can't get those. But it would still be the biggest vote for an impeachment of a president of the United States. These people are livid. And some of the Democrats, and you know, you got to be able to distinguish here, and we've lost the ability as a country to distinguish and nuance. But yes, there are some members of Congress who want him gone and they don't care what the excuse is, and they did it with the first impeachment. But now you've got 10 Republicans have voted for impeachment. And now they're going to head to the Senate, and you're going to have maybe 10 Republicans vote for conviction. What they really want, what Mitch McConnell wants, is he wants to be done with Donald Trump. And the reason he wants to be done with Donald Trump is because, one, he doesn't think the donor class will give the GOP money, given the damage that was done last week. Whether you blame Trump supporters or not, most people do. And then the other issue is that they would really like to go on and start the process of who's going to be the next leader in the party. And as long as Donald Trump can run a second term, and as long as Republican voters say they would support Donald Trump for a second term, that remains a problem for the GOP. And you got a number of Senate Republicans who would like to run for president. They can't as long as Donald Trump runs. It becomes a problem for the GOP with him out there still able to run. So McConnell very much favors the option of conviction and then ban him from ever being on the ballot in the United States again. And I don't think the Republicans can get the votes there. And by the way, I think this is deeply damaging to the Republican Party, because there are Republicans who really say they're going to walk away from the party. They'll burn it to the ground. They don't care. Metaphorically speaking, burn it to the ground. They're going to be done with the party. Well, where does that get you? I'll tell you some of the inside thinking and conversations going on Capitol Hill among Republicans about this when we come back.
I do like the fact that I can get a local kind of a touch.
Eric Erickson.
He very much wants to connect the national to the local.
4 till 6 every day, 95.5 WSB, Atlantis News and Talk.
Hello. Hello there, it is Eric Erickson here. The phone number is 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Let's go to Mike in Kennesaw. Welcome.
Hey, Eric, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm one of those folks who are caught in the middle. I can't stand Republicans. I can't stand the Democrats. Republicans run around basically as used car salesmen, promising you everything under the sun, then giving you a lemon. And the Democrats are basically Bolsheviks running around as Democrats. But so we sit back and we watch this stupidity that's coming along here. And if you want to bring the country together, stop. Stop pointing the finger. Both sides of you, that there's representatives from both parties, you got whoever listening to this, for my Republican friends out there, Trump lost. He lost because he's an ass. I ain't got to like it, but I got to call it for what it is. I love the results, but he made enough people angry enough where they were sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
That happened. You ain't got to like it, but you got to understand it. It was no mystery. For my friends on the left, you're doing a power overreach right now. You are stepping into something you don't quite understand, and what you're causing is a de facto guerrilla warfare. I pray to God it doesn't go physical, but I'm going to tell you, people find a way. The market finds a way. You may silence your right-wing friends and think that's a good thing, but people find a way to communicate and cause all kinds of havoc.
Yeah, and you know, Mike, let me say this because the clock is running out. But, you know, then the downside of that is when you chase people off of mainstream forums to fringe forums, the moderating voices don't want to take the time to do it. So it amplifies the fringe even more and makes the situation worse. The Senate, however, is in play with this, and Mitch McConnell has just released a statement that said there's no way for a trial to begin before inauguration, so Chuck Schumer will have to lead it, and he is fine with that. He wants to focus on confirmations for the future cabinet. Now, what about the crazy conspiracy theory about EMS and martial law? Let's talk about it. It is Eric Erickson here at Atlanta's Evening News on WSB. The phone number is 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, 232-197. That is the vote Nope, it is 222-197. I can't read. I'm sorry. It is 232-197. It's 222 Democrats and 10 Republicans voted to impeach. 232-197 for people who didn't cast votes. All right. Listen, if you're on the phone, you just need to stay there for a minute. If you want to call, the lines are open. But I got to answer this question because I have gotten this from so many people. I had to do an entire segment on my morning show about this, and I need to spend time with you guys too because I'm getting this from everywhere. Martial law is coming. The president will use the emergency messaging service. He's going to declare martial law on the 17th. People are going to be arrested. You need to stockpile food for 2 weeks. Banks are going to be shut down so people can't withdraw money. You are probably hearing this. And if not, you know someone who is. This is a bat poop crazy conspiracy theory from the fringes of the internet that has made its way into the mainstream. It has been circulated through an evangelical group on social media that has gone down the QAnon rabbit hole. And I'm getting inordinate numbers of messages, and I can't read most of them due to the profanity, but basically what the blankety blank is going on now. And it's not H-E double hockey sticks. It's the F word. And I'm getting it from so many people. What people have lost their minds. What is happening here? I hate to get philosophical with you at 5:11 now in the evening, but I need to actually explain this to you because so many people are just, they're like, what has happened to my mom or what has happened to my dad? Or I've got a sister who believes this stuff and they're sending me about the banks are going to be shut down. The EMS system is going to declare martial law with the president's voice and you got to stockpile food for a couple of weeks and something bad is coming. What on earth is it? And also that everybody in Washington is going to be rounded up and Donald Trump is going to get a second term. Here's what's happening. Just so you understand, And I got to get a little bit theological, and I want to dance around it a little bit because this is Atlanta's Evening News. It's not Eric's church service, but there is something here you got to understand. This is, in religious terms, you would call it idolatry. You have substituted worship of the Creator for worship of a creature. And so what you have to do when you do that is go from theology to mythology. How did the Greeks explain the sun going across the sky? It was Apollo in his chariot, the sun god, riding across the sky, and his twin sister Artemis did the same with the moon. That's how they explained the Earth's orbit and rotation. What were the seasons caused by? Well, Demeter, a sister of Zeus, had a daughter named Persephone who was given to Zeus's brother Hades, and she was miserable in hell. So she would descend in the fall as the leaves began to fall. Her mother would get mournful. She became the goddess of the harvest. And the death and all that you saw in the winter was when Persephone was in hell with Hades. There was a deal struck by the gods. When she rose out of hell in the spring, that's when things started blooming. And that explained the seasons. And you had a mythology that tried to explain the world. Well, when you get into heavy idolatry and you start worshiping people instead of God, you've got to have a cosmogony. What is a cosmogony? Well, cosmogony, fancy word for saying your theory of how the universe was created. Genesis 1 is a cosmogony. Moses, actually, it's probably one of the most earliest countercultural things you'll ever read. Literally every single religion on planet Earth, when Genesis 1 was written, whether you believe it was by Moses, whether you believe it was the Jews in exile, every religion on planet Earth at the time was polytheistic. And here comes Moses saying, actually, there's only one God and he created everything. And every religion on planet Earth at the time believed that the sun, the moon, and the stars were gods. And here comes Moses saying, actually, no, those are just things in the sky. Every religion at the time said otherwise, that the stars, the sun, the moon, they were all gods. And here comes this Moses guy, says, nope. And he was raised as a prince of Egypt. And so he was raised in the polytheistic world of Egypt. And here he comes saying, nope, nope, there's one God. He created everything. Those things in the sky are objects. Literally, there was not another religion on the planet at the time that we've ever found documentation of that said such an outrageous thing. But that was the cosmogony. So when you embrace a political theory that morphs into religion because it essentially is idol worship, it consumes you. Or in philosophical terms, if you want to get away from the theology of it, it bursts the bounds of the confines in which it should be a part of your life into an overexpansive, all-consuming area of your life as politics essentially replaces religion in your life. Well, you've got to have a cosmogony. This is where QAnon comes in and where people who are Trump supporters who have gone that far are feeding off of things. And by the way, QAnon is mostly Trump supporters, not all. It's very related to it. Donald Trump, the theory is, and this goes to their cosmogony. There is a global deep state conspiracy that funds an international satanic pedophile ring that is run by the deep state, organized by the CIA and the FBI, and fueled by Hollywood elite and other rich people around the world. And Donald Trump was chosen by God as the second Cyrus, as another Messiah, to come stamp that out, win, and beat the deep state and put the natural order back the way God intended it. It is a level of Gnosticism in that you have to get the secret knowledge of Q in order to explain the world. You've got to be in it. Christianity, for example, is very open. Anyone can read the Bible and get a general understanding of the way it works. With QAnon, you've got to actually be in, you got to read the signals, you've got to listen to certain websites, you got to listen to certain people who interpret it for you. And it explains the world around you, and you see it through a new lens. It becomes your cosmogony. And what has happened, and this is really important, you need to understand all of that back to get to this basic point. A great many people have embraced politics with a religious fervor. And many of us on the right used to think it was people on the left who were secular and there was a void in their heart and their head because they're not going to church. But it turns out there are actually a vast array of people on the right who are doing the same thing. They don't actually go to church, or they do go to church. I know pastors who have bought into this stuff, who have bought into this Gnosticism, and they're polluting their church congregations from the pulpit with it. And there are Christian nonprofit groups on the internet that are circulating Q conspiracies now. And they are reshaping the way people learn and think about the world. And as a result, it becomes very easy once people reshape how they think about the world and they're surrounded with people who think that way, then everything they see, their presuppositional foundations, the things, the tools in their head they use to interpret the way the world works, are processed through that worldview. So my worldview is that there's a heaven and a hell. There's a God. He created all things, and all things work for the good of those called according to purpose. Q spins off of that worldview and says, yes, but there are certain signals you need to know and certain elements that you don't know about unless you get into Q and you find them. And then that reshapes over time your worldview. That's what's happening here. And it is absurd. The number of people over 50, more so than people under 50, who have bought into this stuff. I am shocked by the number of people who tell me it's their parents or their grandparents, or they've got an older brother or sister, or they've got an aunt or uncle who have gone down this rabbit hole and are convinced by all of it. We've got Marjorie Taylor Greene now, a member of Congress, who has bought into this Christian Gnosticism, Q nonsense. She believes this stuff, or she's an ally to it. She has questioned 9/11 before. Once you get into the conspiratorial rabbit hole, it's very hard to pull yourself out of it because you're surrounded with a bunch of people who believe the same thing. It's like Scientology, but for Trump voters. And I don't mean that to disparage Trump voters at all, because most of them aren't in it. But a lot of them are, and those people who are people who helped generate the buzz and anxiety that led to January 6th. So what do you do to get out of it? Well, one, get off the internet for a little while. Get off social media. That's where it spreads. Stay away from that stuff. And actually, don't go to the fringy news channels either. You don't have to go to left-wing sites like MSNBC. But get off Twitter and Parler and Signal and Telegram and Facebook and deprogram yourself.
I do like his point of views because he will give you both sides.
Atlantis Evening News with Eric Erickson, sponsored by Comcast Business on 95.5 WSB.
It is Eric Erickson here, Atlantis Evening News. The phone number is 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. If you follow me on Instagram at EW Erickson, the monologue about conspiracies and why they're happening, I did it this morning as well and recorded it. We're putting it up on Instagram. We put up a lot of clips from the morning show there. You can find it there. Now, let me go to Jen in Griffin. You are next. Welcome. Or Jeff, I'm sorry. Jeff, I swear to you, can you get LASIK a second time? I'm suddenly getting old man eyes at 45.
Well, I am old man at 71, and I stay fairly decent.
Well, mine is suddenly fading all of a sudden, Jeff. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. No problem, Eric. I want to say I appreciate the work you do. I listen to you every day when I come home from work, and I just wanted to pose a question that was kind of prompted by one of your last callers. Do you believe that the climate is such now that we may see the beginnings of forming another party?
You know, I wonder about that. Part of the issue, Jeff, is that ballot access rules in the states are so hard. It's very difficult for a party to get on the ballot in states now. The Republicans and Democrats together have made it very difficult to get a new party challenge. Take Ross Perot, for example. Ross Perot self-funded essentially the Independent Party back in 1992, and it stuck around. And in some states, it still has ballot access, but in most states, it fell off because you've got to get a certain percentage of the vote. And if you don't get that percentage of the vote, then you have to do a signature drive, and it's got to be a per county signature drive. You got to have people in the counties doing it. They make it really, really difficult. Perot, of course, could write the check to make it happen. Most people can't, and that makes it very difficult to do. Now, when we come back, Angie is on the line, and I want to talk to her because I'm getting this question that she wants to ask, and I got some thoughts on what Angie wants to talk about, and the rest of you as well, 404 1-800-270-7050, 1-800-WSB-TALK. But it relates to show prep and news and what do you digest to figure out what's really going on in a crazy world? Eric Erickson, Atlanta's Evening News on WSB. The phone number is 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. As promised, I want to go to Angie calling from Auburn. Angie, thanks for being patient.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Erickson. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I listen to you periodically, and I've been hearing some just ridiculous things, and my sister's calling me in the middle of the night, and she's freaking out. They're coming to get us, and, you know, and Pelosi's been arrested, and Biden and his son's been arrested, and pretty much everybody that wasn't on the Senate floor this morning when everything started has been arrested.
Right.
The Vatican has been shut down.
Yeah,
all of their
money. A buddy of mine just texted me this and said this is the latest one all over his friends' pages on Facebook that the Pope's been arrested.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, Parler has been, you know, booted off of everything. The president's voice has been squelched. And I heard of some other different things and from another individual whose voice was squelched that had nothing at all to do with anything to do with the president. It had to do with the COVID vaccine. But I guess it's kind of a two-part question, is could all of this be some type of a smokescreen for slowly and decisively removing our freedom of speech? Because I don't know a whole lot about Parler. I've seen a couple of things. I just found it to be a lot of rhetoric.
Yeah.
But still, you have a freedom of speech. It doesn't say freedom of speech as long as you don't make somebody mad,
right,
or as long as everybody likes what you say, you can say it. It says freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
So if their people are being removed, their voices being removed, or you know, by these Silicon people, I mean, how is anybody to know where they can find out the true information, or rather to say find out information and decide for yourself whether or not you want to believe what's being told?
Okay.
Check it out.
Yes. So there are a couple issues here, Angie. Now, let's follow along with me here on the radio. One, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, only applies to the government, not to private corporations. If you're on Twitter and you're saying stuff they don't like, they get to kick you off. The reason that these people have been kicked off of Twitter is because of insurrection. And everyone who's upset about it, myself included, I'm concerned, do need to realize that this came because of what happened last week. Charles Schwab, by the way, the investment group, heavily Republican, has a big super PAC that gives to Republicans. They've announced they're disbanding it now. No more money to Republicans from Charles Schwab. He is a Republican himself. He served, I think, one time in party fundraising. He's done because of what happened last week. Now, here's the thing that you got to realize. If it comes from the internet, do not believe it. What I'm finding, actually, is that the older you get, if you see a slickly produced video on the internet, you're very likely to believe it. And it's younger people who are very familiar with TikTok videos and Instagram stories and reels and Facebook and Snapchat who are highly skeptical of stuff they see on the internet. But if you're older than me, I'm 45 now. And if you're older than me and you get on the internet and you're looking at slickly produced videos, which are really, really freaking cheap to do, I can do it with my iPhone. A lot of older people say, oh, well, this must be true. Look, it's a video. Well, no, that in the old, go back 20 years ago, and it was if it was in a newspaper, it looked like a newspaper, it had to be true. Now it's if it looks like it's on TV, even though it's on the internet, it has to be true. Don't believe the stuff you hear on the internet. Do not. Don't even listen to the stuff I put on the internet without verifying it from a legitimate news source. Now, what are the legitimate news sources? Well, unfortunately, conservatives have done a terrible job building their own news operations other than Fox News, and some of them are very mad at Fox right now because what did Fox News do? It called Arizona before people's emotions were ready to handle the news. It wasn't that they got it wrong. It was that they called it too early, and the president got mad, and so people are mad at Fox News. Fox News didn't get it wrong, though. It's just people's emotions weren't ready for it. Don't believe OAN. Newsmax is good. Newsmax, here's the thing about Fox even. The evening shows are opinion shows, and so they tell a narrative. They don't just give you the truth. They give you a narrative that is true-ish, truest, but not necessarily true. They could be at the Braves Stadium, the truest park. You could find that stuff there. CNN, their evening shows, garbage. Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo. You can get a lot from their news shows. MSNBC is terrible if you're a conservative. But pay attention to what the Wall Street Journal reports. It's as centrist as you can get. You do have to pay attention to what National Review now has a reporter corps. You can pay attention to them. The Washington Free Beacon, highly indisputably conservative, has a reporter corps. But here's the thing. Don't just believe what you find on social media. If a friend of yours is putting something on Snapchat or Instagram or Facebook or something and they say it's news, don't believe it. Make sure it's in multiple sources. And here's the big thing. Some of this stuff appears in multiple sources, but none of them are mainstream sources. Find mainstream sources that reflect the fringe news sources, and you know something's probably legitimate. What are the mainstream sources? Not the Epoch Times. Find it in the AJC. Find it in the Washington Post. Find it in the New York Times. Find it on Fox News. Find it on Newsmax's website. But don't just believe the fringe stuff. This is really important, and I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but so much of what you're getting from your friends and family on the internet right now is not true. It's a disinformation campaign. It is malicious, and it's designed for clicks. We had two older people call and say, can I distill down my last monologue, because they're getting this from friends. They're in their late 70s, both of the people who called, and they're getting all of their friends are scared about this stuff. Here's what you need to understand. And this is what you need to tell your friends. And this is not hyperbole. I'm deadly serious here. Please listen to this. When your friends call and tell you that there's going to be an insurrection, there will be 2 weeks worth of food, you need to stockpile food, the banks are going to be closed, there will be mass arrests and detentions, the Pope has already been arrested, all of this stuff is circulating right now in right-wing circles, scaring elderly people. Here's what you need to respond to them with. God is sovereign. And he has a plan. And he will protect me. Why? Because you're not going to be able to explain to them that they're being had, because they'll take it as you telling them they're stupid. God is sovereign. He has a plan. And he will provide and protect me. Provide for me and protect me. You need to tell your friends that and tell them to believe that. And do not worry about tomorrow. Today has enough to worry about. Tomorrow will take care of itself. When you can't reason with your friends who see this stuff on the internet, particularly if they're elderly, almost every elderly person I know is more churched than younger people, and yet they're believing this stuff. And so call them back with scripture. God is sovereign. All things work for the good of those called according to his purposes. He will provide for me and he will protect me. Do not worry about tomorrow. It'll take care of itself. That's about the only way I found to deal with this stuff, to calm them down and remind them of that, because you can't tell them it's nuts, even though it is. You can't tell them they're getting it from fringy sources, even though they are, because that sounds insulting to them. So just remind them of first things. And I have found that calms them down.
He has a lot of sources in the White House. He has a lot of friends in the White House. And he knows a lot.
Eric Erickson, beginning at 4 o'clock every day on 95.5 WSB.
Hello there. It's Eric Erickson here. Let's see. Da-da-da-da-da. Let's go to Charlie in Canton. You're going to be next. Welcome.
Hey, Eric, just a quick question. What is it about this impeachment that will prevent Trump from being able to run for office again? Is it that it's number two?
Nope. So this time in the resolution, If it were to pass, if the Senate were to convict, and it were, again, it takes 67 votes, and I don't think they can do it. But this resolution contains, impeachment resolution contains language saying that under the Constitution, there's a clause that says the Senate can bar someone from ever holding elected office in the United States again if impeached. And this House has to put it in the impeachment resolution. And then if the Senate convicts by a two-thirds vote, then it's only, it takes a majority vote of the Senate to confirm that language. So that's why they didn't put it in the last impeachment resolution. They put it in this one. That's what people are talking about. It would bar the president is if the Senate votes to convict, if he gets 67 votes for impeachment conviction, then a majority vote in the Senate, 50 plus one, can bar the president from ever holding an office of trust or honor under these United States again. That's the language, an office of trust or honor, which the presidency is. And he would never be able to stand on the ballot, even for dog catcher, if they voted on that.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.